St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched Fiber Network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight for a Sunday night. We appreciate you tuning in to hear some local music and a local guest, or a locally connected guest anyway, live from Nashville, sort of, here tonight. Bob Cupp with you, along with Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions and the Noble Hops Band. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob. Back at it again.
Yes, we are. We've got an egg extravaganza for you tonight.
Boy, never heard that one before.
No, not at all. But Elena is going to be with us here tonight. She's going to be playing a cut in the studio. Hopefully you just caught Elena out in Freeport for the Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at Liberty Corner Tavern. She played that and was in town to check out some stuff and some Penguins and Pirates and a little sample of the music scene, and then back to Nashville.
Yeah, just come and do the whole tour.
Yeah.
Including the Grassroots Show.
How about that? But some fun stuff here tonight. And, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Tickets are up and ready to go. They are making reservations at Cooper's Lake Campground. And we are compiling the sponsorship list and ready to promote you. And you could put your name here if you would like to, but we want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee, who are presenting not only this show, but helping to present our center stage preview every Friday morning on the Rock Station 97.7 Morning Show. Also, Ram Automotive, who will be presenting the opening night, the Thursday night, August 20th, singer-songwriter in the round. Also, Build the Scene, music from the 412, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, the Liberty Corner Tavern, who we just talked about, Quality Life Services as well, and of course, Linda Weber, who works for them. She creates the masterpiece that is the Grassy that will be awarded, or at least announced.
Yeah, at least announced. We never know.
Yeah, that's right. And I want to welcome in Back Home Barbecue and Brew, who are also helping to sponsor our ticket promotions this year. And we appreciate them hopping on board this year. And hey, if you'd like to be a sponsor or you're a vendor and you'd like to be out there, simply go to TheBandJam.com, and there's vendor forms, sponsorship forms there, or at least you can find out how to get in touch with us, but just reach out to either Shady Lady Productions or The Rock Station, and we'll take care of you and get you on the billboard and promote you all summer long, because we're only in the spring right now.
Yeah, there's months to go, so, although it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Well, we're already doing the previews every Friday morning. Be sure to check it out and make sure you can get your tickets. You can get your tickets now at TheBandJam.com. All the links you need to Cooper's Lake. See what the event's about. If you've never been out there, come out Thursday night, August 20th, 7 o'clock. Five musicians will be performing. That does not cost you anything outside of your time to get there, because it's free admission. And we welcome everybody to come out, and especially if you've not been out there, to browse around and see what it's all about. It's a great opportunity.
Beautiful venue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic.
It really is. That's why there's so many great events out there, like the Band Jam, TheBandJam.com. We're going to get into some music here. We want to thank Meat Locker Recording Studio of Butler, presenting our opening segment of the show here tonight. And then we'll visit with Elena. And we've got some fun stuff coming up. You got two bands that are going to be performing up in Erie that are well connected to this show, especially one of them, because there's a gentleman sitting to my left, your right, who is part of that band. And they're both going to be dropping singles on a weekend that is coming up, as a matter of fact, next weekend, and they're going to play a show together. How about that, for irony?
Really looking forward to this. And yeah, we're going to be doing a show with Ingo Swan at the Oasis up on Westlake Road in Erie, just off the side there where you drop down into Presque Isle. And if you're a regular listener, we had Danielle in last fall. Okay. She was on the show talking about the Oasis, a great place for live music. And we're going to be doing some shows this year with a cool band called Ingo Swan. And they are dropping their debut single on April 10th. So that's this coming Friday. And we're going to feature it here for you. You're going to get the first listen, which we love to do.
Yeah.
And then that following night on the 11th, Noble Hops is dropping their latest single called Music Man. And so we're going to do a show together. Ingo Swann, Noble Hops at the Oasis. Really looking forward to that. And you're going to get two brand new songs, one from each band. See us both live together. Invite you to come be a part of that. Hopheads, make your way north.
There you go. Make your plans this coming up this weekend. That's really cool. Two great bands together, and wow, we got the debut single of Ingo Swann coming up, and we're going to follow that up. We got some information from Matt, Dan, and Wendell from Two Way Switch, and they have dropped another new song called Flowers, and we're going to spin that for you. And hey, if you're a venue out there, they're looking for places to play right now, so think about that, Two Way Switch.
Hey, I've seen these guys. They're pretty dang good. And in fact, they're going to be, I caught them at Hills and Hollers Music Festival last year. And I think they're on the bill again this year.
Okay.
And that's going to be June 5th through 7th. So watch for that. It's up near Franklin. Cooperstown, I believe, is the legitimate area where the festival is at. But yeah, that's coming June 5th through the 7th. And our friends in Rurally Bankrupt put that festival on. So yeah. And we're going to have them on to talk about that here in the coming week. So. Yeah, Two Way Switch, good stuff. Ingo Swann, we already talked about it here. Yeah. They're dropping their debut single this Friday and their song called Penetration.
Love it. Love it. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. And we're happy that you are tuning in to spend some time with us.
That's loud, huh?
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on an Easter Sunday night. In this next segment, being brought to you by the place you probably visited to stock up on all the necessary chocolates of the day today. You should have, anyway. If not, you still can get that reprieve, because they'll have plenty for you, because they're making it all the time. We're talking about Cummings Candy and Coffee and their four locations to serve you. And, boy, I just had, the other day, a peanut butter cup latte out at the Evan City location.
Okay.
Usually I pop downtown because I get the the bag of the Main Street.
Yeah.
And I saw on the specials, like, peanut butter cup latte. And I'm like, I got to try this. Now, it was unbelievable.
I like peanut butter cup, but I still don't even know what a latte is. I'm the guy that just goes in, what can we get you? And I go, coffee? just the coffee. That's all.
Well, we stopped there because my wife wanted she usually gets something fancy, mochas, lattes, I don't know. And I was just like, oh, well, I got to go downtown and get the bag. And while we're here, I'll just get the bag of Main Street. And I thought, well, that looks good. I'll try the peanut butter cup latte. I'm glad I did. It was delish.
Well, that's good to hear. And a big shout out to Cummings also for his Friday Center Stage Spotlight sponsorship for the band jam, too.
Absolutely.
So that's underway. So every Friday morning, if you ain't tuned into the rock station, you're a loser.
Well, you've already missed three previews, so yeah. Thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee. We are here with our friend Elena, who's back in the studio.
Hi.
And husband Adam Kowal here. And wait a minute. You guys didn't drive all night from Nashville, did
No,
you?
Not this time. No, he
Thank
didn't.
Goodness.
We stopped in the middle, yeah. I remember that, though.
I don't know how long ago that was, but that was kind of fun. I mean, it was fun for us because it was like, you guys drove all night to get right here to be on the
Grassroots. Probably 10 years ago.
Has it been
that
long?
I wouldn't be surprised. 2016-ish?
I wouldn't be surprised if that was it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's good to have you back in our studio.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for taking the time to do this. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
And you're going
to
do a song for us live in the studio, and we love that.
Yes, thank you.
And we have a brand new song as well, so we're going to be talking about that.
And speaking of live, I don't want to forget this during the interview, but you just finished up playing at Liberty Corner Tavern also, which was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Liberty Corner Tavern for all of their support of local music. So.
Yes, thank you to Liberty Corner Tavern for having me. Yeah. Yes.
Thirsty Thursday acoustic night with Elena. That was perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Leading into the weekend. So, hey, and look forward to those and keep your ear on the concert calendar because we help you keep you up to date on that. Everything, I think, was your most recent single. We're going to be playing that coming up. And I got to tell you, I was blown away when you dropped that. I'm like, wow, it was amazing song.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. That's so sweet. The response to the song has been like way more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, I just wrote it from, you know, a place of complete honesty.
and that's, did you co-write that one with somebody?
Or is
that
one? I did. Okay. I wrote it with a couple Nashville buddies of mine, Jake Arthur and Brad McKinney. And they are amazing. They are incredible, incredible songwriters. And I'm just like grateful that, you know, they have written with me. So
yeah.
They're amazing. But I just love that the day that we wrote this song was just like really magical, you know?
So take us through that day and a day of songwriting. What happens? Is it pre-planned, or is it something where you know somebody comes running in with a notepad and goes, "Hey, get over here, I got something."
Yeah, like you meet so many people down there. So many. I mean, there's a lot of people from Pittsburgh down there. A lot of songwriters and artists, and you know, a lot of them, you know, are songwriters. A lot of them are artists, and you can meet them. And you know, sometimes it just kind of like clicks. Like, hey, we should write. You know, and you get in the room with them, and every session is different. It may work out, it may not, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But normally they last about 3 to 4 hours, unless you want to do an all day thing. I particularly don't, but that's a lot. But normally about 3 to 4 hours. You toss around ideas. Some people start with lyrics, some people start with melody. I personally like to start with lyrics, but this particular day I'd come in with a bunch of writing, like on a document, and we discussed a lot of different possibilities and directions to go with it. I don't think we used any of it, actually. I don't think we used any of the depressing writing that I wrote that day, but that's okay. But you know, it kind of guided where our song went. So
yeah. And so you just share these different lines together and kind of build. And does it start with a chorus? I mean, can it lead you anywhere?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Like some people, it depends on the song, I guess, and the idea. Some people do like to start with the chorus, just to get down the main idea. With this song, we started with the verse. It was kind of just like starting like a journal entry, you know, like I'm feeling this way, you know, and then kind of trying to, you know, flip it to the positive by the end of the chorus, you know?
Yeah. And then you find a way to add music to, you know, the vibe. How does that always come together? I would imagine it could take many different forms.
I consider myself to be kind of a melody person. Mm-hmm. When I write with Jake and Brad, Jake normally will start playing some sort of chord progression, something that he's feeling, and I just kind of let him, you know, do that, and then we kind of go from there and try to get a vibe, melodic vibe, like what would we want this to sound like? Like we kind of want to give this song a little bit more movement, but it's more of a gentle, like reflective type song. Yeah. You know, we wanted to do that.
And with those two, you obviously have met with them before and written before, so
yeah,
is that kind of create a comfort space?
I think so. Yeah. I get nervous sometimes, like writing in general, because I just don't know, like, you know, you're going into a room, you don't know the person, and like you're being vulnerable, and you know, I'm a very, like, I'm a creative person. I can be like a very highly sensitive person. So like, it just really depends. But, I'm sorry, what was your question?
I forgot what it was. Well, just writing with people that you've written with before, does that create a smooth atmosphere?
Oh, yeah. And we've written, like, Jake and Brad and I have written, like, multiple songs together.
Okay.
So it gets easier every time, I'd say. But, I mean, writing with them in general is so easy because they're so fantastic.
Yeah.
They're so good. And I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah, sure. I so respect that artistry because you say, you know, you talk about being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness, just getting up and performing is a piece of vulnerability.
Yes.
But to share something that's coming out of your soul a lot of times when you're writing something and to share that with somebody, you know, you've got to find a comfort zone.
Yeah. And I mean, even performing, like I've always wanted to perform, but like when I first started, it was so hard because I had such like stage fright, like really, really bad, you know, and I was just like shaking. It was affecting my pitch and all kinds of stuff, you know, but like just the more I did it, the more and more comfortable I felt.
Yeah.
So it's just like a process, you know, you just have to keep doing it and keep showing up, I guess.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, if you're not nervous, you're not anticipating being great, you know, or wanting to do a good performance. I've heard that in different aspects. Even, you know, they were talking to Paul Skeens starting the first game of the Pirates. And he went, "Do you still get nervous?" And he went, "Sure, you always get nervous because it's the anticipation of what's going to come." Yeah. And if you don't have that, I think you lose.
And he had a reason to be nervous.
Well, yeah.
Adam's over here loud. But I mean, it also pushes
you. Sorry, I brought up a bad thought there. But.
No, it also pushes you like to want to do good. You know, I think we want to do good. I mean,
sure.
And what really changed my perspective on that is when someone told me, I can't remember who said this when I first heard it, but they were like, I think an audience, like no matter what it is, like they want to see you do good too.
Yeah.
You know, like we, you know, nobody wants to hear like cat screeching. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. But, you know, to be in that Nashville arena, and I even think you're finding that in a lot of cases, it's improving around these parts in a lot of places, because there are spaces where music is being performed and people know it's there, at least some of the people know it's there, and they're there for that reason, to see that performance, and they're rooting for that person because they do want to hear a good performance, but they want to hear the artistry come out, you know, and I think they're embracing that.
That's so awesome. Yes, I love when an audience can be super supportive. I mean, it makes all the difference too. Yeah. You know, it raises the energy level in the room, you know, and you all feel like connected and united and stuff.
Right, right.
Peace and love.
Yeah. Visiting with Elena here tonight on our grassroots show, and she is in town for the week, and we have a brand new song that we're going to unveil here. We also have a live one we're going to hear in our next segment coming up. But tell us about this song that that I fell in love with the moment I heard it. Everything I Think. Give us a little background of that.
Oh, well, to be honest with you, I guess I was going through, I've had so many ups and downs, like with mental health and everything. And I'm finally getting to a place where I'm feeling like very steady and stable and stuff. And so there was a point a couple of years ago, I think I was just in a really down place. I was having a hard time kind of getting out of bed. I think it was like January. Mm-hmm. And I just had to like write about it and kind of get it out and stuff. And, you know, I was like, I need to bring something to my session with Jake and Brad. So I just brought these writings, and I just thought, you know, maybe we can get something out of it. And so, you know, we started talking about it, and we weren't sure exactly like the angle, I guess, the aim for the song. And Jake had this idea that he brought up. He's like, I have an idea called Everything I Think. And it's like, I got to stop believing everything I think. And I was like, oh my God.
It fits right in. Huh?
I was like, this is so me. I was like, I mean, it might be a lot of people, you know. I was like, I think we have to do that. Yeah, like, we have to go that way. So.
Yeah, and I think that's what connected me to the song, because it was being told from a process of, you know, we're all so critical of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to find a way to get around that.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. Like, that's a daily thing, you know, for me at least, you know.
Yeah. And I think it is for a lot of people. So yeah. No problem with that. Well, it's a fantastic tune, and we want to play it for you here tonight. It's Elena, Everything I Think, brand new single here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Working too hard, not working enough. Thinking about just giving up, cause I feel so out of place. Pretty sure that I ain't pretty, and the whole damn deck is stacked against me. Maybe if I was skinny, I wouldn't feel this way. Gotta tell myself every day. A mind can have a messed up way. In the mirror ain't as hopeless as they seem. Gotta stop believing everything I think. When Loving her's like living in a four alarm. She's a spitfire, hide your heart from the hottest little thing in the trailer park. Don't you get too close. She's a small town smoke shop, blazing down her turn run, leaving them boys in the dust. She's a certified wildfire, melting off your truck tires, hot enough to burn with a touch. She might be a little white trash, but she sparks like a sizzling match. Anyway, the wind blows, troubles won't fall off. Don't go messing with a small town smoke show. There were silk sheets. If you come to her holler, don't say you are born. She'll leave a trail of destruction like a firestorm.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show for a Sunday night on The Rock Station, 97.7. Want to give a big shout out to Build the Scene and Bill Damiano. And hey, if you're a musician out there, we always talk about music from the 412, send your videos over. If you're a musician, Bill would probably be finding some room for you if you would like to have an interview regarding your band.
Been doing it longer than us, and he does a great job. So.
That's right. So, welcoming back Elena, and we just heard Small Town Smoke Show following the brand new single, Everything I Think. And we've had Small Town Smoke Show around a little bit, but give us some background on that one again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for playing it. I really love playing this one live. It really gets a great reaction. And I wrote it with Michael McFarland, who currently lives in Ohio. And he is the front of his indie band called Messmaker. He is fantastic. He's a great DIY artist. Yeah. He works very hard. And then also I wrote this with Stephen Charles, and he is from Pittsburgh. He's from the Pittsburgh area, and he's a songwriter. Such great songs. And yeah, I just love collaborating with them. We get some fun stuff.
That's really cool. And of course, Everything I Think, fantastic new tune. And you did a very personal kind of video shoot for that, which was cool to see. That's kind of where it popped up. I think I saw it pop up on your Facebook page, which was cool. So it's good to hear that one here tonight as we visit with Elena. So tell us about the scene right now, because you've been down in Nashville now well over a decade, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's been so crazy. It's changed so much in how many years now. You know, things open and they close, and, you know, like we were talking earlier, and people are moving there a lot. House prices are kind of high.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the fastest growing areas.
Yes. There's a lot of traffic. But I mean, I love being there, because it's like the amount of talent is like unbelievable. Everywhere you turn, it's like, you know, you think you've seen it all, and it's like there's a new person, you know, and they, the songs, it's like the Mecca. It's the Mecca of songwriting.
How do you rise above all that noise, though? I mean, there's so much there. What's the key to that?
I don't know.
Because we've been talking about that even with the digital space nowadays. Because everybody can be a musician. Everybody can have a studio. Everybody, you know. How do you get above that? Because there's just so much.
That's so true. Because, like a lot of people are releasing music all the time. Like, I don't know what the statistic is, how many songs that go on Spotify every day.
But
there's a lot of people releasing music. There's so many people in Nashville that move there. I mean, you know, recently I've seen people move away. But it's just great. It's kind of like, you kind of need to work together. That's what I've learned, is collaboration and, you know, being friends with people and, you know, just cheering for other people, I guess, being supportive and showing up for their shows or, you know, whatever, showing them. I love to show support on Instagram, like liking or commenting something, you know, just, and be, you know, be genuine about it, you know.
Simple things, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't take that much time to do that.
No.
It really doesn't.
I mean, I feel like as an artist, I spend a lot of time on my phone, like, you know, just social media, creating content and, you know, I find out about shows on there, what's happening, maybe some events around the community. And also I'm spending time, you know, watching other people's music and stuff. And it's like, there's always something. There's a new thing. My whole timeline is like music, you know.
Well, I mean,
it's inspirational.
You're a brand in a business. It's no different than any other business person right now.
True.
Networking, making things come together and finding those opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of opportunities down there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Can you stay busy? Are there some favorite places that you like to frequent, or a particular place that you like to be at and perform?
Yeah, I really like the local. I think that is a really big place there right now. My friend Jeff Reed is the owner there, and he does a fantastic job. He is such a hard worker. He does it all there. He's even, like, you know, running the food out to people. He's saying hello to customers. He just is excellent, and he just runs a great establishment there, and they have some of the best up-and-coming writers there. Terry Jo Box runs the Freak Show. The Music Row Freak Show. She's been hosting that for many years. Has changed venues about 4, maybe 5 different times. And she does that Wednesday and Friday nights. So that's always something to go to. I've played that quite a few times. And there's always like bands there late. There's a lot of stuff there. Writers' Rounds on Tuesdays and Thursdays too, different stuff. A lot of rounds might like switch off different weeks at different venues. You know, like the last Wednesday of every month or something, you know, every other Thursday or, you know.
So you could probably pick something that any day of the week down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could find something if you want to.
Yeah, I'd say like a lot of it. I say most of it is like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, you know. And it's like, I'm always like, oh, I want to go here. I want to go here. And I'm like, I have this friend playing over here and I have this friend playing over here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, where am I going to go tonight? And then I'm like, I'm really tired. I'm going to stay home and watch the Penguins game. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hey, I want to give you a big thank you, because when we were headed down to Nashville last November, I reached out to you, reached out to several people I knew down there, and you immediately responded, and you gave me all kinds of places to go and check out. You even dropped some names and phone numbers, and you were very kind in doing that, and I just so greatly appreciate that. And
oh my gosh, you're welcome.
It meant a lot, so thank
you. I want to help you, like, any way.
Well, it was really cool.
I just really, like, I really
admire
you.
Some people I didn't hear back from. You know, and I'm like, wow, okay.
I'll try to, yeah, I definitely want to respond for sure. Like, yeah, I hope you had an amazing time.
We did.
Yeah.
It was fun. It really was.
You went to the Josie Awards, right?
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, the Josie Awards. Double nominee right over there.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been a nominee at all. Like, I think that's such a
cool
thing.
You
already
have
too.
A shelf of awards.
Oh, like a long time ago. I think my co-writer won an award that night. I think Brad McKinney.
Oh, really?
Won like Songwriter of the Year or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So good people to rub elbows with.
Yeah. Anybody. Yeah.
If somebody wants to find your music, where can they find you? Some of the information. Tell us about your socials.
Oh, well, I have all kinds of stuff on Spotify. Elena is just spelled A-L-A-Y-N-A, and I'm the country one. Yeah. I have a website, elenasmusic.com, so just like Elena with an S and music.com. I'm always posting on TikTok, like almost every day, and Instagram. Those are both Elena924. 924 is my birthday.
Oh, okay.
If anyone's wondering. And then, yeah, Facebook and...
Okay.
All that kind of stuff. YouTube, probably. Yeah.
And, of course, locally, you can listen to WBUT, Butt Kicking Country, and a lot of Elena on there.
Thank you.
Because that's our country station, of course, and in addition to 97.7 here in the Grassroots Show. So always great to visit with you. We appreciate the opportunity to get you in here. I know you guys are Penguins and Pirate fans.
Yes.
Are we feeling good about this year? Because last year was such a struggle. Utah and I didn't even talk about it a lot because we were so disturbed that they didn't do anything. And now
the
all
Pirates.
Of a sudden, yeah, now all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe, yeah, you know.
Yes, I mean.
You guys still stay connected down in Nashville with them?
Adam is feeling hopeful about the Pirates this year.
Yeah.
I'd say. Yeah, you're feeling good, right?
Yeah.
The Penguins have been great. I mean, they, you know, if there's ups and downs.
Tripping their way into the playoffs.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. You know, I feel like there's something behind all this, but I don't know. I won't say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have exceeded expectations, you know, and I'm just, like, so happy for them. And I've been a Penguins fan for, like, a long time. And we didn't, you know, watch for a while. We didn't have, like... ESPN or something, like, and then there's all these like streaming things and like
it's crazy
deals
now,
and it's
everything
I, like,
changes.
I know.
Yeah.
You can watch this game here and then you can watch this game over here, and it's like, can you put it all on one channel, please? Like, you know, it's just so difficult to watch it all one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's been amazing to watch what they've done, because when they come out and said, you know, their general manager was, you know, it's going to be a rebuild, so you're like, okay, don't expect anything. And all of a sudden, it comes out that he put together a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And you know, we're blessed to have the continuing run of great stars, which I don't know when that well's going to run dry, but we might as well enjoy it. So.
Yes.
Well, we'll sample a little Penguins, Pirates, and a lot of Elena. But we've got a couple of tunes. You're going to do a song live in the studio that I think is very appropriate for today. As a matter of fact, give us a little background. This is a fun little play on words here.
Oh, WWJD. Yes. Yeah. I also wrote this with Jake Arthur, Brad McKinney. I just had this title. And, we just wanted to, like, do a fun thing with it, kind of, you know, right around that. And, you know, what would Jesus drink, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a fun little question.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It puts, ponder the thought, I guess.
Yeah. When he turns water into wine, you know, what do you drink wine?
Yeah,
what, you
know? Yeah. Reminds me of another song from yesteryear.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's sitting in the can. We've got that about ready to release.
Oh.
I just didn't have enough time for this year.
What is this?
Mm-hmm. That was a song performed live on the Grassroots Show many moons ago. Very relative, though.
Oh,
we'll
really?
Just leave it at that.
I really liked her song there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can see a 45 run of this. Elena on one side. Yeah.
I love it. Well, there's a great co-promotion. How about
yes.
it? And then we're going to follow up with Blessing and a Curse Word. Tell us about that song.
I released that last year. Let's see, like last May, maybe. And yeah, Blessing and a Curse Word is just a title I had. And it's kind of like the back and forth, like on, off pull of a relationship, I guess, is like this person. Sometimes it's their blessing, sometimes your curse word, you know? So.
Sounds like marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, it got silent in here.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's all in fun. Tongue in cheek. You got to do that when you've been married for 3+ decades. So, blessing and a curse word following WWJD. Follow Elena and check out her music. And hey, if you're heading to Nashville, follow her posts and maybe you'll find her playing somewhere. Fantastic to see you. Hopefully you were down at Liberty Corner in this past Thursday. If not, well, we'll forgive you for now. Don't miss the next one. And, Elena, great to have you in the studio. Best wishes to you and Adam.
Jesus was there drinking, so you should have been there.
He was there. I saw him. I felt it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
It's WWJD live in the studio right now from Elena on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Hand of God, the world's trying my patience. One more bend and I might stop breaking. Could probably turn to a chapter or verse to help me through. I just wish I knew what he would do. Would he turn water into wine or would he down his tall boy? Bachelor heaven has a hole in the wall where he can pull up a stool, get away from it all. If he's feeling as down as I do right now, what's on his tab? Yeah, when things get bad, would he turn water into wine or would he down a tall boy? But if he orders up a double now, who am I to judge? When it all goes to hell and he needs a little help, is he a bottom shelf spirit like me? Yeah, what would Jesus drink? Jesus drink? What would Jesus drink? What would Jesus drink? Yeah, oh yeah.
say sorry so nice, 'cause you're gonna need to do it after what you said tonight. It ain't like this is something new. It's heaven and it's hell with you. What's a girl supposed to do?
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Happy Easter holiday to everybody. Here is the General Concert Calendar. The Celebration of Life for Scotty Bajak is set for Sunday, June 28th. Featuring local music, basket raffles, a 50-50 and more at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. Please mark your calendar. Also, connected to the Rock Done Right Tour, Corey's Cruise is set for Saturday, July 25th at the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Follow Corey'sCruise.com for more information. And don't forget that tickets are on sale now for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground. That will be the place to be again in August. Get your tickets at thebandjam.com. Don't miss 2B's Acoustic at the Generosa Cafe and Bistro, Friday, April 10th, Warrendale Village Drive in Warrendale from 6:30 to 9:30. And then in Hunker on Saturday, April 11th, they'll be at the Bella Terra Vineyards from 1 to 4. That's 121 Sunny Lane in Hunker, Pennsylvania. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, April 11th, join the Noble Hops live at the Oasis Pub in Erie with special guests Ingo Swann, That event runs from 7 to 11. And also on Saturday, April 11th, the House Concert Series continues at the Fieldhouse, Route 356 in Cabot, featuring Nick Glass. Featuring acoustic country favorites from 7 to 10 o'clock. Come on out and join in on the fun. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, our show presented each and every week by Shady Lady Productions. And a great visit tonight with Elena. Good to see Elena and Adam both in town, and great new tunes that she's got put together. Great to hear her live in the studio, too.
Yeah, and such history with Grassroots and Elena and her journey. You know, I mean, when we were here when they were packing up and heading to Nashville, and it's, we were kind of talking off air about time and how much time goes by. And, it's been a while.
Well, I probably should have brought it up, but I think going back to the beginning when we first met them, Elena and Adam had met at a songwriter's little forum here in Western Pennsylvania. Yep. Look what it's led them to.
Exactly. That was, in Mars. Yeah. And I think that's where she's from, Mars area, right?
Yeah, so pretty cool stuff, But some great music. Check out Elena's music. And, of course, I heard Ingo Swann and Two Way Switch. Don't forget Ingo Swann, that new song you just heard. They're dropping a debut single on the 10th. They're going to be doing a show up at the Oasis up in Erie, up by Presque Isle with the Noble Hops next weekend. So be sure to check that out. And, of course, get your tickets for the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival. Make plans, thebandjam.com. And, again, we're giving shouts out to the Liberty Corner Tavern, Quality Life Services, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, Ram Automotive, who are presenting our singer-songwriter in the round, Cummings Candy and Coffee House, and, of course, helping to sponsor this segment of our show, music from the 412 and Bill Damiano, Build the Scene, presenting our previous segment. And also want to give a shout-out to Two Man Happy Hour up in Erie. When you're up in Erie and making your way through the summertime fun, be sure to check out their podcast.
Yeah, that's some fun stuff. And I'll tell you what, he catalogs the whole music scene through that whole area up there into Ohio and New York. And you're heading up that way, hop on there, and you see who's playing where, and you can make your plans. Of course, your Saturday plans are already made. You're going to be at the Oasis for Noble Hops and Ingo Swann. But, you know, if you want to stay up there Sunday and see what's going on, or go up at night early Friday, he can help you out.
Very cool, very cool. Hey, let's get into some final songs here. And speaking of Erie.
Yeah, speaking of Erie, we recently had Eden on Fire on the show. They were in here talking about the new stuff they have going on. And their latest single is Villain. And just, getting the story behind that, I thought was pretty neat. And then we actually went and had lunch after the show together, so got to talk a little bit more about that. But, that whole line, I am the villain you made. I am the villain you made. I just think that's great, and understanding the background of the song as well. Because, some people,
But
cool tune. And we're excited to have them at the Band Jam. We're going to be back at the Band Jam this year as well. So.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, we're going to follow that up with the Pittsburgh-based hard rock band. It'll fit right into Eden on Fire, named Mimic. They have just dropped their debut single 2 weeks ago on March 18th, and got a little bit of a definite Black Label Society vibe. I can hear some Zakk Wylde guitar in there, Alice in Chains kind of style. These guys have been around for a few years now. In fact, have opened up for national acts like Firehouse and Rocket Mafia. Ricky Rocket from Poison fame. You can check out mimicband.com for more information. It's spelled M-I-M-I-C, Mimic Band. It's pretty cool how they spell their name, because the M's and the C is capitalized, and it's small case on I. I like that. It makes for a cool logo. But we're going to play Shadowbox, which is the debut of their debut single, basically.
And this is good to know because, see, I'm always learning, Bob. I did not know they were an original band. Yeah. So I just learned that tonight myself, and we're going to have to reach out to them and get them booked on the show if that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I know a couple of guys in the band. I did not realize. I must have missed that whole part of it because I can't follow everything, but cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, we try to follow a lot around.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, I...
Yeah, but we appreciate, hey, they reached out via grassroots at bcrnetwork.com. Cool. That's an easy way to reach out to us, especially if you've got band information where you're playing. Let us know. We'd love to include you on the concert calendar. So thanks for tuning in tonight. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess with you each and every Sunday night. Grassroots show presented by Shady Lady Productions. This is Eden on Fire, followed by Mimic. We'll chat again next Sunday night. We've got a very, very special guest coming into the studio to perform even next week. Tune in and find out more.
I used to care. I realize riffs that rock.
Oh, yeah.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody.
Why do you listen to The Rock Station?
I don't know. I just enjoy it.
Why do you enjoy it?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just because you're different somehow.
When you hear us play different rock and not the same old stuff, you get excited, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Your Rock Station.
Gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah, something you should know, babe. I've seen you smiling in the summer sun. Seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Where the rivers meet the sound and sea. You're high above me now, you're wild and free. Oh, but someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me, yeah. Some people say that love's a losing game. You start with fire, but you lose the flame. The ashes smolder, but the warmth's soon gone. You end up cold and lonely. Chances, babe, I'll risk it all. I'll win your love or I'll take the fall. I've made my mind up, girl, it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. It's written down somewhere, it's got to be.
In the 22nd century, radio stations will be installed in our brains via microchip, and we'll be able to change the frequency by wiggling our ears. Until then, get the phone app.
And download the app for iOS and Android from our website, 977rocks.com.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
This is a power impulse meter, and my monitors keep pointing to this area as a center of activity.
The best rock on the radio.
Today's modern music.
Who gave anyone permission to program modern music?
I don't think a transistor would give off the kind of airwaves I'm talking about.
Your rock station. 97.7.
I'm a new soul. Working my way down an old road. Asphalt churches all around. Roots break through this deep foundation. Can't find my place on solid ground. No one taught me how to let go. For sure. So don't wait up for me. I don't need your searchlight while you're fast asleep. I'm running free. Yeah, it's all right. I know you had a plan, but that's not who I am. I don't know where I'll land, but I don't need your searchlight to see anymore. Drops fall and they feel like the open ocean. Spider webs shimmer in the dark. These movies play out in slow motion. Cobwebs linger in the looking for a place on solid ground.